This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And oh, by the way, I guess I'll throw in there the Tampa Bay Lightning, too, since they're playing such really good hockey again, and to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, by the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, the 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, the same way, Gab, the same way. On Parler, we're at the Captain's America. And on Twitter, we're at Captain's America, capitalize the word America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, too, and take advantage of all the little things we have over there for you to look at. Now, joining us right now to start things out on a Monday morning, we have, from the undergroundusa.com website, Frank Salvato. Good morning, sir.
Mr. Captain.
It would be time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God. Our great country was formed under Judeo-Christian values. Well, Mr. Frank, Democrats have long been dumping resources into rigging our elections process. We know it. Now conservatives are finally responding in kind to this full-scale assault on election integrity all across America. There is legislation working its way up through the system at the state level in Georgia, in Minnesota, in Wisconsin, in Arizona, in Pennsylvania, in Michigan, and it looks like as if we're going to start to make some headway here.
Well, I'm glad you see the glass is half full. I see it as half empty. You've got H.R. 1 coming through the pike.
Yep.
That is an attempted power grab by Democrats in Congress to codify just about every single thing that was wrong in the last election. And it goes further. It starts to put it in codify into law things that restrict the First Amendment's right to free speech and redress of government. So while it's nice that state governments are trying to affect election reforms and to streamline and do the right thing where election integrity is concerned, if they don't have the backbone to embrace nullification and H.R. 1 passes, which I believe in all honesty it will, because you have a one-party system in government right now, the election integrity in the United States is a thing of the past. I mean, this law is unbelievable.
I know.
People need to pay attention to H.R. 1, because if passed, It encroaches on every single aspect of state sovereignty when it comes to federal elections.
Yep, and we all know that communists and fascists began infiltrating our nation in the early 20th century. We know they declared that our culture must be eradicated and our faith in God broken for a totalitarian socialist state to rise out of the ashes of our free republic. And who opened the door to this contagion and left it wide open, Frank? Who was it?
Well, at the genesis of the 20th century, you had the Fabian progressive, born progressive movement. This is where Woodrow Wilson came in with his administration. This is where, and after him, Franklin Roosevelt. This is all very bad stuff.
That really wasn't the answer I was looking for. Think about this for a second and tell me what you think. The United States Supreme Court opened the door.
No, the United States Supreme Court opened the door because they were infiltrated by progressives. This is all documented beyond belief by Hillsdale College.
Yep.
The progressives came to the shores with the advent of the Fabian progressives out of the Frankfurt School in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened with the progressives here is they got a president elected in Woodrow Wilson, who's probably the most evil person ever to touch the Oval Office, as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm.
Just a cursory examination of what this guy was and what he did to the United States is incredible. He's the one who started the initiative for the direct election of senators, which literally destroyed what the framers gave to us, because the Senate was supposed to be appointed by the state legislatures, and the task of a senator was to protect the rights of the state. Once they were directly elected, it destroyed the apparatus that we had, where the House represented the people and the Senate represented the states at the federal level. Now no one looks out for the states. If senators would have been appointed by the legislatures as it was supposed to be, Obamacare never would have passed, because each of the states would have said, you can't have unfunded mandates by the federal government. You don't have the authority to do that. But ever since then, we have been whittling away at the authority and the sovereignty of the states, and transferring that sovereign power to the federal government. Now we have an overreaching federal government that the framers never, ever, ever thought would happen, and they would have protested against it because they didn't want this much power in a centralized federal government.
Mm-hmm. And there's another movement afoot called the Convention of States, which I think we have to be a little bit careful about, but because of who might have infiltrated that or might be trying to, that wants to definitely do something about it in terms of the 10th Amendment.
Yeah, the Convention of States is a good idea, but it's a double-edged sword.
Yep. Hold that thought. Okay, folks, we're coming right back with more with Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Go there, check it out, see the podcast he's got there, read the articles he puts out, too. Now, we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always concerned.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money, and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program, my conversation with Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website, brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. Moss spelled M-A-U-S, Moss Nissan. And you know, hardly a week goes by that I don't get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of my listeners that just bought a new Nissan. And it's amazing how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida and Tampa Bay, and even people from the upper Midwest. And get this, one father drove all the way from Arizona to come over here and buy a car for his daughter who was going to school at the University of Tampa because of what I talk about with Moss Nissan. Now, Moss Nissan just cannot be beat when it comes to pricing customer service. It all starts with Moss Care, which gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, you can't beat the selection of Moss. Right now, over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles, all the colors and accessories that you might want to dream of. By the way, clean trade-ins, got them. And they're commanding a great resale price, so take advantage and upgrade your ride now. Want to sell your vehicle? Bring it to Moss, get it appraised, and they just might buy it from you. By the way, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, veterans, first responders, and pastors all get great care taking care of them. So, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan, with locations in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura on Ford Avenue in Tampa. Check them out online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And remember, Moss Nissan is doing whatever it takes to be the best dealership in the nation. Check out the all-new Rogue 2, by the way, the hottest SUV on the market. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because you are going to save more money when you do that. Walk in the door and say, the captain sent me, and watch and see what happens. All right, Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Good morning again, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
Politics, Frank, are seemingly affecting everything that's going on in America right now, including the COVID-19 pandemic, which should be handled from a medical standpoint, but instead we're seeing all these little political giveaways to this little group and that little group and whatnot, right?
Oh, of course. Of course. And the longer this goes on, the more evidence surfaces in just the way it's being handled, that this was an exercise in seeing how willing the public was to being controlled and following orders from the federal government that they shouldn't be following. I mean, it's just that plain and simple. The federal government under Donald Trump was doing it kind of sort of the way it was supposed to be, letting the states be sovereign in the decisions of how they handle their health care region to region, as in state to state. Now we've got a one-party system that's controlled by neo-progressives, and it's, you know, you heard Joe Biden say it, if you're good, maybe we'll let you celebrate Independence Day.
Yeah.
You know what? Bite me, Joe. I'm having a 4th of July.
Well, so is it most of the country that I know of, too, because, again, I heard it over the weekend. It was at a gun show, and I heard it loud and clear, and they were also concerned about some of the gun laws that were coming out, a couple of them, and they can't wait to. And by the way, neither one of those gun laws, mark my words, neither one is going to pass the Senate, H.R. 8 or H.R. 1446. Neither one will pass the Senate.
Well, they're going to have to employ the filibuster, because you had Republicans sign on to at least one of them.
Yep.
And a 50-50 Senate, that gives a victory to the people who want to push this. I'm shocked that there were any Republicans signing on to any of the gun legislation coming out.
You had eight of them, including a congressman right here in my listing area. All right, we've got a caller on the line. Let's see what the question is. Is this Eric in Seminole?
Yes, sir. Thanks for
your call. What's your question for Frank?
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks. Real quick, Mr. Frank seems to be an astute study of the 20th century and progressive movements and stuff. And I'm offering this, and I'd like to hear his comment regarding this. What you were talking about, the politicization of the COVID-19 response and treatments and medical therapies, if you will. Here's my contention with that. And we've seen polls that have said, 50% of the Trump supporters aren't going to wear masks and this, that, and the other. Here's my contention with that, as we've historically seen, okay? Genocides do not start with some crazy Austrian corporal. It starts with scapegoating people. Mm-hmm. And we see politics follows the culture. And we've seen the beatdowns that have, people have captured and posted on Twitter. We've seen this, that, and the other regarding the persecutions, if you will, of people who just, using common sense to take charge of their own, my body, my choice, for lack of a better cliche, so to speak. And I was wondering if I'll listen off the air to Frank's either comments or dissertations or whatever regarding the genocide comment. And thanks, gentlemen. Have a good day. Semper Fi.
All right, Semper Fi to you, Eric, and good luck to your boys. So now, what do you think, Frank?
Well, he's got a very good point.
Mm-hmm.
When you talk about how the Nazis came to power and how it got beyond any sort of reasonable, even socialism, as much as we detest it, is more reasonable than genocide and the totalitarian manner the Nazis did. Mm-hmm. But they turned neighbor against neighbor. In order to create change, you have to create chaos, and the best way to create chaos is to pit one person or one demographic against another. The progressives understand this. That's why they play identity politics. And then when you can get demographics hating one another, then you can cobble together your 51% in order to maintain power.
Right.
Hitler knew this. Mao did it at the end of a gun, but in the beginning he knew this too to become more popular.
Right.
So what we're seeing here is a progressive movement that learned that lesson from the disasters and the genocides of the 20th century, and they're bringing it into the 21st century. This divide and conquer, create chaos to effect change, type of political ideological mentality,
mm-hmm.
that has never served humanity well. You know, you take a look at the response that Joe Biden had about the Uyghur minority in West China.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, genocide's subjective. We have to look at the definition. No, we don't. When you're annihilating entire demographics, that's genocide.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so yeah, that's how horrible moments in history come to pass. First, you have to create the division. And my Lord, the progressives are stoking division in this country.
Now, I want to talk about something I was doing last night between 10 and 11. I was on hour number 3 with the roundtable on Armed American Radio with 3 experts and myself, Armed America Radio, hosted by my good friend Mark Walters up in Atlanta. And it's on the Salem Radio Network every Sunday night for 3 hours. And we had a roundtable, and we were talking about H.R. 8 and H.R. 1446. Those are the two new gun-grabbing pieces of legislation put out by the Democrats. Now, they came sailing through the House of Representatives, one of them, as you mentioned, with the help of 8 Republicans. And that's why people are concerned about in the Senate what could happen. But the Democrats, okay, have irritated their own Democrats. There were a number of people that came up to me and identified me to me as Democrats that listened to my program and said, we've had it with our party, trying to take our guns, trying to take our ammunition, driving the price of gasoline out of sight, and only going higher, the price of ammunition. When did you think you would pay a dollar for a single bullet?
Yeah, it's they're doing this on purpose. And remember,
you're right.
When you look at the way Democrats and progressives do things, they're asking for a pound to take an inch. So these bills have to be defeated in total. They shouldn't be compromised on so that they can incrementally encroach on the Second Amendment. Nothing in these bills should pass, period. That's how this needs to be defeated.
You're right.
If we compromise on it, they win a little bit of a victory, and they inch towards their final goal. They have to be stopped cold.
You're absolutely, positively right, because you won't be able to do anything without permission of Big Daddy, the government, when they get this national gun registry through, and when they indefinitely delay firearm sales. Now, can you stick around for another segment?
Yeah, sure.
All right, hang in there. All right, folks, I'm going to come back with more with Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. We're going to talk a little bit more about guns before we mix it up and get into some other stuff here. Little Dr. Fauci hung himself out to dry, I think, finally. We'll get into that. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. Department of Homeland Security on Saturday ordered emergency agency FEMA to help care for a growing number of migrant children arriving at the U.S.-Mexico border. More than 3,600 migrant children were being held in the United States border facilities as of Thursday morning. The Senate Judiciary Committee recently held a hearing to consider civil rights attorney Vanita Gupta for Associate U.S. Attorney General. That would be the number three spot in the Department of Justice. Gupta is facing immense scrutiny from Republican senators. Gupta called the confirmation of now Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett illegitimate. She called Judge Kavanaugh a privileged lifelong partisan. The Senate Judiciary Committee must vote to move forward Gupta's nomination before the full Senate has a chance to confirm her nomination. Uncertainty why only 75% of the House of Representatives is confirmed as vaccinated against the coronavirus is starting a debate whether the chamber can return to normal. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends at the Two Guys Gun Shows. Now, if you want to check them out on the website that they have, go to twoguysshows.com, twoguysshows.com. They're going to be down in Port Charlotte this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. And if you want to sign up for the concealed carry class, which I would strongly suggest you do, because some people, unfortunately, just showed up and thought they were just going to jump right into the concealed carry class, and it was all booked up. And that's what happens. You can go online right now. They have it 2 days of the week, okay, Saturday at 2 p.m. and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. So you can go online, twoguysshows.com, sign up for the concealed carry class, and you're in, and you know you're in. Now, if you haven't been to a Two Guys Gun Show, it's a little different than your average gun show. It's a little smaller than what some of the great big ones are here at the fairgrounds and whatnot, but They still have the most modern and up-to-date guns and tactical equipment, as well as private collections that the Two Guys shows and bracelets. Now, you'll find knives, a large selection of knives there. I mean, fancy, dancy knives. They had some Bowie knives there that were collector's items. I mean, from the days of way back when men were men and women were proud of it. And let me tell you, the bow and arrow out guy that was there had his stuff, military surplus there, taser weapons and pepper spray and camping equipment and whatnot. It was all there to be seen. Plus, there's some other things in there, too, like gun insurance and whatnot that you can find. So go to twoguysshows.com. Check them out. They're going to Port Charlotte this weekend to the Charlotte County Fairgrounds right across the street from where the Rays have their spring training. And by the way, Burt's Harley-Davidson dealership down there, too. All right, back to Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com website. And good morning again, sir.
Mr. Captain.
I need to drag you out to a gun show.
Yeah, that'd be a guess.
Yep, it would be. So maybe we'll have one a little further up the line. It'd be closer for you because I know you're way over there, way over there, almost to Pensacola, right?
Yeah, I'm in between Destin and Pensacola.
All right. Well, we might be able to figure something out here. Okay, so back to what we were talking about here, and little Dr. Fauci, who I call a royal pain in the ass, okay, he's come out again, and Rand Paul, and you're right, Senator Rand Paul hit it on the head. He said, little Dr. Fauci fashions himself to be some sort of Greek philosopher that tells you noble lies.
Yeah, I mean, this guy has flip-flopped so many times. If you're following the science, you know, you may change direction based on the data that you accumulate, but you seldom go in the direction of 180 again and again and again and again and again. And that's what Fauci has done. So that tells me point blank that this guy's a political creature rather than a scientific creature. He may have doctor in front of his name, and he may have a position that telegraphs that he has, you know, at least scientific authority, but he's not using that knowledge. He's playing politics. You know, and he's never addressed the fact that when you wear a mask, your CO2 levels will necessarily go up.
Yep.
Because you're not getting the fresh air that we breathe. And then, you know, people who have COPD, that's a very bad thing.
Yep.
You know, to raise those levels. People with asthma, very bad thing. The masks themselves trap contagions that can make you sicker. You know, this guy's masked three times. Why would I want to do that? Why would I ever want to do that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, even a lowly ex-paramedic like myself, Matt, knows that having a free and clear airway is the best thing for you to have.
Yeah.
You don't want to restrict it. So, you know,
yep.
Just based on that alone, those realities alone, this guy's a political player.
And when we were wearing Scott Air Packs, okay, we had an unrestricted access to the oxygen that we were breathing, didn't we?
Oh, absolutely. You know, and the bell went off and you got out. You had 25% left, the bell went off.
So that's
you
right.
You had to get out of there.
Yep.
So, you know, there was never, you know, we had a mask on our face, but it was with a purer environment than what was around us. That was the whole concept behind that Scotter and MSA.
Sure.
So.
All right. But anyway, there you go. And Eric, you're welcome. He's chiming in there. And George just chimed in and said something again. I don't know. I got a lot of messages going on over my shoulder here. But, you know, the thing of it is we can sit here all day long and point fingers at Democrats for this and Democrats for that. But when you want to talk about the face mask, how about the news agencies now are telling people what to do? NBC News, of all people, says, well, if you go to the gym, you should wear a face mask in the shower.
Well, the news media in this country is far beyond out of control. They don't report on who, what, when, where, why, and how anymore. They're inserting opinion and emotion in everything that they report on. It ceased being about the news, and now it's about social engineering. That's a point that can't be denied. You watch 5 minutes of CNN or 47 seconds of MSNBC, and you feel like you're talking, you're on an opinion show. That's, you know, there is no news there. It's all an argument about how people feel about the news. You have to, if you're going to point fingers of blame about that, it has to be about the sensationalizing of the news for the almighty advertising dollar. That's why you hear breaking news on all these cable news channels every 14 seconds. There is no breaking news every 14 seconds. It's about them trying to get your attention.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, NBC telling you what to do medically, I don't care what the news, what perceived journalists have to say about the masks. Bring on somebody from Harvard, John Hopkins, UCLA Medical Center. I'll listen to those people argue and debate about masks all day long. But hearing someone like Cuomo or Stetler or any of those other morons talking about what I should and shouldn't be doing as far as my health is concerned, it's none of your business, number one. And number two, you're not qualified to comment on it.
Yeah, and Eric is saying it makes one long for the days of Frank Reynolds, David Brinkley, John Chancellor, Walter Cronkite, and even Bernard Shaw. They were newsmen. They didn't do this nonsense.
Yeah. I mean, you know, in the end, they started to speak with authority about matters in a way that kind of fused a little bit of opinion. But they cut their teeth and came from an apparatus that really, it was the five W's and the H.
Yeah.
Who, what, when, where, why, and how. And that's what real news reporting is supposed to be. Not trying to get me to feel an emotion because you drag a victim's mother or father in front of the camera so they can wail about the demise of their past child. That's not news. That's sensationalism. Give me the news and keep your opinion to the editorial pages. Remember the old days when you would watch a news program, if an anchor was going to editorialize, they had to turn to a different angle, and the backdrop behind them said editorial.
Right.
Or opinion. They didn't sit there from the news desk and opine. They made sure that you knew that what they were espousing was opinion. Today, that doesn't happen.
And CBS, when they had Walter Cronkite, brought in Harry Reasoner with the editorial comment.
Yeah. They made a big deal of dividing between editorial and what was news. Today, it's like they go out of their way to make sure that those two things are married.
Mm-hmm. And that's the way it is this Monday. Remember that?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Mm-hmm. I do.
Walter Cronkite. All right. Well, very quickly, I don't know what's going to happen here, but legislation is working its way through the Michigan legislature right now, aiming to clean up the voter registration rolls there. It's also in Georgia. They're specifically targeting Stacey Abrams on that one. People need to pay attention in those states and get on the bandwagon and make sure this stuff goes through.
And we need to start pressuring our state capitals to embrace nullification. Again, I said this in the first segment, H.R. 1 is the most egregious thing that's going through right now. It kills free speech and the free redress of government, two of the things in the First Amendment to the Constitution. If this passes, we've got a battle on our hands, and the front lines will be each and every state.
Yep, you are so absolutely positively correct. Well, Mr. Frank, UndergroundUSA.com is a website. Give us a little 10-second blurb here.
Go there and sign up for the newsletter, and I think you'll be surprised. UndergroundUSA.com.
All right. I will talk to you on Friday, my friend.
Stay low, my friend.
All right. Frank Silvato, UndergroundUSA.com, coming back with Patrick Hyland from the Sports Zone. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to AvidBiotech.Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. We appreciate you doing that for us. She's up there in Carrollton, Georgia, up the road, just hop, skip, and a jump from Fort Benning, Georgia. And a big hoo-ah out there to Fort Benning, Georgia. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota. They are located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. And all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Unlike the big box stores, Dominic's will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs. And by the way, if you want to give them a call at 941-922-2345, they do ship things out of the state to various places around the country when you get a chance to take a look and see what they have at their store, because they have an online presence and they'll tell you all about it. But you got to call them, and I'll give you that number again in a minute. So stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. And remember, their phone number is 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service or just to get some general information about Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Don't forget, all military and first responders get a discount, too, on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. The number, one more time, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Who knows what that might help you out in getting. All right. Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback. How are you doing, sir?
Doing fine. Fun weekend in sports.
Yeah, well, let me start with the big thing that got my attention right away. We knew it was going to happen, but New Orleans Saints quarterback Drew Brees announced his retirement after playing 20 years in the NFL for the age of 42.
Yeah. There was little speculation he might come back. I think he was trying to see if he still had it in him. The last month been down hard, seeing how he felt. But it takes a toll on your body. And I think he just said,
well,
you know, like,
when you get smacked around in the ribs the way that he did, and the last time he broke, what, three? Cracked
yes,
three
sir.
Of them? Okay, that is something that you could have happen again to you. And the next time it might be your lung you're talking about.
Yeah, so... That was, I'm sure, went into the equation, and he's done great. I mean, I'm sure he'd love to win one more, just like everybody, but he did win one, and that's the main thing, and he had a great career. He'll be Hall of Famer, first ballot.
Yep.
So what more is there to play
and
for?
And he's going
to
be a very good pro announcer on some network. You watch and see.
Oh, yeah, I agree with that. Mm-hmm. He'll just be a great ambassador for New Orleans and the NFL. And he's a great legacy, great family man, just a great guy.
Yep.
So.
Now, NASCAR hit a little race out in Phoenix yesterday. And it was kind of a surprise because Joey Logano led the most laps, I do believe. And
you're right.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, I think we had about 20 laps to go. And here comes Martin Truex Jr., and he wound up winning the race.
Yeah, he did. He's been racing well. Martin's a good race car driver. I think he's a little underrated myself. And, you know, Kozlowski hung in there, came in fifth. It was a great race. Can't say anybody could have enjoyed it. I mean, obviously, it was a lot of fun. If you like NASCAR and you like to see the guys race, that was a great one to witness. And golf was great yesterday. Up in TPC, Sawgrass, came down to a photo finish pretty much. Talking about another Richard. Came down the last few holes, Captain. It's just an awesome golf course up there in Ponte Vedra. They call it the fifth major. And Augusta, the Masters, we come up here anytime. So that was
great. And I want to go back to racing for a minute and mention something that made Phoenix all that much more interesting. Did you notice how they dropped way down at that one part of the racetrack? The only one of the few tracks they can do that in. And he was racing. He almost drove. They almost drove into pits to get to the front of the pack down there. Yep.
Oh yeah, that's a high risk, high reward track, to say the least. Very good point, Matt.
Yep.
You know, talking about Drew Brees and football. And we spoke about it last Monday, the XFL and CFL, talking about merging. I mean, that's coming more and more because they lost a lot of money up in Canada last year because of not playing. And the XFL obviously didn't make any money.
We talked about that on Friday.
Yeah. So it could be interesting to see if that could happen. And I'm looking forward to, you know, why not football, February to July? Watch a different league play like the USFL back in the day. We'll see if it can work. At least it won't interfere with college or the NFL. And It'll be interesting.
Well, I didn't mind. I didn't mind watching the XFL. I thought that they had it right the last time around. I think The Rock bought that league, didn't he?
Yes, sir, he did. Yeah, they're talking about, you know, using the officials in the sky, different overtime rules, different.
Okay.
2.0
we got enough time to take a short call here, so I'm going to do that.
Okay.
Good morning, caller. You got about 30 seconds. What's on your mind?
Okay. This is Deborah from Clearwater. I'm from New Orleans originally. I love Drew Brees. I don't believe he got the protection he should have gotten in the last few games or whatever. I'd like to know what your opinion is. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah. Well, he did have an offensive line that let him down, and he got smacked really when they played the Bucs. Remember, the two times they played the Bucs, they hurt them. They hurt them.
Yeah, well, she made a great point, Captain. New Orleans right now is letting everybody go to get under the salary cap. And last year they were having salary cap problems also. So that when that happens, you lose out on some decent linemen. And that's why the Kansas City Chiefs had to let their two offensive linemen go just this past week. So the salary cap, you know, you have your superstars, but you better find a way to protect them. And, they could have protected them better. It might have been different income.
And then finally, we got just about 30 seconds left here. Gonzaga is number one overall in the NCAA college tournament. And I would rather watch college any day of the week than to watch any professional NBA game ever again.
Well, March Madness is going to be great, you know, and everybody's looking forward to it. They had the, you know, big announcements yesterday at 6 o'clock, so it's going to be a lot of fun to watch March Madness starting out St. Patrick's Day. Take care, Cap. Good luck.
All righty. Oh, yeah, it's Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback, and we have him on Mondays and Fridays, and this segment is brought to you by, guess what? The Stem Cell Patch. Hi, folks. It's the Captain here. I want you to check out the Stem Cell Activation Patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the Stem Cell Activation Patch that will do wonders, and tell them the Captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552. Now, I've got one of those stem cell patches in the middle of my foot, my left foot, which is the leg and the foot and the ankle that continually bother me. And I changed it here the other day when I was at the gun show because I knew my ankle and my leg were going to start to swell up because I was standing on it for quite a bit of time, sitting down but also standing up and whatnot. So it got to a point to where I took my relief factor because I took an extra dose in the middle of the day. And even though it started to swell up and hurt a little bit, down it went. But I think the swelling was kept down a little bit by the stem cell patch. To be continued, I have to do some more research. But anyway, want to remind you that coming up on the 27th of March, I'll be up in Newport Richey. At Moss Nissan, we're going to have a tailgate party. Everybody's invited. We're going to have a nice cookout, and there's going to be shade there. We're going to have a big entertainment center, a truck with a big TV on the back of it. It's like what you see tailgating at the Bucks games, the same outfit that's there. And it's the Tailgate Pro Entertainment Company. So you'll be able to see them, and they want you to see what they can do. Maybe they can come to your event, too, and do what they do. What they're doing up there at Moss, because it's going to be a lot of fun. And I look forward to seeing many of you there, just like I did this weekend up in Brooksville. And then April the 13th, mark it on your calendar down there, Bradenton, the 13th birthday party of the Tea Party Manatee. Going to have a tremendous night. Fantastic list of speakers led by the likes of Sam Sorbo. Yep, that's Kevin Sorbo's wife. She's on the radio. She's written a book. She's a very sharp cookie. Looking forward to meeting her. She'll be down there, and I'll be down there as a master of ceremonies that night at Mixon's Fruit Farm in the pavilion out behind the farm store. So, a couple of dates to mark down, March 27th and April 13th. Meantime, I will be back tonight with more right here on your favorite station. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening. That's the way it is. Monday morning. God bless America. Stay safe. Drive safe.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.